Yeah, I wrote it about 12 years ago. No, this one was, I don't even have the book. This one's from the Porcine Legacy, the first edition of the Canticles, and a request poem. We did a cleaned up version of this one this morning. I changed one letter of one word, I believe, along the way. John calls and says, Dave, and I say hello, and I say, hello, John. He says, come down, Dave. You got to see what I bought. I say, fine. I'll be right there. And he says, bring Jan. I'll show her too. And I said, fine, John, I will. So Jan and I got in the car to go see what John bought. John bought 4 hogs. Starved half to death, bones out everywhere, snout sharp enough to root pine trees, and the longest damn legs I have ever seen. What do you think, says John? I don't say anything. So he says, I says, what do you think? And I say, well, them's pretty good looking race hogs, John. He says, what? And I tell him about a place I heard of in Japan or California, because he's never been there, where they have a track and race hogs on Tuesday night. And he says, do they pay much? And I said, oh, yeah, so I heard, maybe 100 to win. And he says, God damn. I said, look, them hogs ought to be pretty good with them long legs and skinny bodies. And he says, God damn. Jan's walked off, so I go to find her, but she's mad. Says I ought not to do that. I tell her I was just bullshitting. But when we come back, John's standing by the fence, throwing little pieces of feed all around that pen, making those hogs hurry from one place to the next. And when I get up close, he's smiling, and I can hear him whisper while he throws that feed, run, you skinny fuckers, run! I suppose sort of in the same voice. We have a